internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. It is the 15th of November, the year of our Lord, 2025, and I am your host of the Stephen Roy Podcast. That's right, that is my name, Stephen Roy.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
I saw the second half of the Pee Wee Herman documentary on HBO. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Might be available other than HBO now, but that's where I saw it. It was super good. Y'all have to check it out. Talked about a lot of the accusations made against him that were false. Yes, he was gay. He didn't talk about it in those days. He was a very private person, which I respect. And people just didn't out themselves back in the 80s, 90s. They didn't do it. Or they'd be ostracized. They'd be blackballed from the television industry. So I don't blame him for doing that. And there's nothing wrong with being private about it anyway. I mean, I have a lot of members of the LGBTQ, EIAWTF, AEIOU plus community that follow me. God bless you. I'm not going to judge you. Regardless of your lifestyle, I'm not. Who am I to judge? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. All right, let's do the rumble. Take a drink of my lemon lime. Ah, it's really good. It's like, I think it's like 99 cents. Used to be less, but it's still 99 cents for a liter. 15 calories in the liter. That's pretty.
Well, that aspartame will kill you, David.
Well, yeah, if you give a rat like 8 million human doses of saccharin, what do you think that's going to do to him? It's not going to be good. All right, let me take the headphones off and let's do the rumble. Felt like I needed to blow my nose. I just did. Isn't that good radio?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the rumble. Here we go. Am I centered? I guess centered enough. Welcome to the Rumble for the 15th of November, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Stephen Roy. Might be why it's called this. Let me do private. Stephen Roy Rumble. Little combination zombie, demented old man. You know you miss him? You know you miss him? No, I do not. I'm in a freaking zombie every day. I saw the video. God, I don't know who made it. I saw this hilarious video this morning of the Spew with MTG on it. It was hilarious. Hilarious. Y'all check it out. I don't know how people do it. I assume it's with AI. It's funny. Check it out on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. But I'm referring to the video of Briben. He gets off Air Force One at Camp David at And the Secret Service guys, all you hear is the Secret Service audio, and they're like, I think he might make it. I think he, make sure he goes straight. Oh my God, he's out, of course he's out. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Because the man was demented. You know, bless his heart. That's what my family in the South would say. Bless his retarded heart. Bless his heart. He has prostate cancer. Well, I heard an interesting commentary on prostate cancer. Do you know that something like 70% of men, I mean, I don't remember the exact percentage, but the vast majority of men, 70 and over, will get prostate cancer. Isn't that amazing? You know, when the average lifespan was like 45 years old, people weren't getting prostate cancer, but we're living older and older. Why do you think the FDR's socialist program of Social Security had a retirement age of 65 because people didn't live that long then. And look at it now. You got illegal aliens and everybody else on Social Security. Social Security disability. I'm disabled. Okay, if you're If you are a legitimate disabled person, you deserve to get disability. I don't have a problem with that. But if you just don't want to work and sit on your fat A, sorry, that's not enough reason to receive SNAP benefits, which is, this is food stamps. Well, we can't expect people that have to actually tear out stamps. Well, how about WIC checks? Oh, no, you can't have a woman pass a check like I saw in South Carolina. No, we can't do that. They'll just make you, we'll put thousands of dollars on a debit card. Yeah, that's safe. Yeah, and then I'll see you push two carts of absolute crap at Wally World. I mean absolute crap. I mean chips and soda and just cookies, just crap. You shouldn't be able to buy any of that stuff. It should be for meat and eggs and bread and milk. Good stuff, not some, you know, sugary water that's not good for you or your children. Sorry, your two-year-old doesn't need to drink Coke. Your two-year-old should be drinking milk and a good juice, not sugary water, a good juice, yes. Anyway, I digress. As you can see, in Texas Tech today plays UCF, Reckham Tech, Reckham. Some dumb A, I don't even remember what his name is, Cassegrain, whatever his foolish name is, said that I'd rather see a three-loss University of Texas in the college playoff than a one-loss Texas Tech. Okay, so you'd rather see the University of Texas at Austin with a 9-3 record in the college football playoff than 11-1 Texas Tech. That's what you'd rather see. No bias at all there. The Texas Tech hatred makes me ill, right? I don't hate the University of Texas. I don't. Yes, I went horns down all the time when Tech played the University of Texas. I'm just moving this because I don't like it looking like this. Let's make it look straight. It's probably because the microphone is not exactly straight. Anywho, I don't hate University of Texas. If they called me tomorrow and said, Stephen Roy, we want you to be the play-by-play, and I've done play-by-play before, we want on radio, we want you to be the play-by-play guy for the University of Texas Longhorns, and we will give you $1 million a year for 5 years. Guess what? I'm moving to Austin. I'll be there. I won't live in Austin. I'll live in a suburb. The suburbs are quite nice. And I've never spent any time in Austin. You know, the only time I've ever been to Austin was Dee and I on our honeymoon. We flew through Austin because it was like $200 cheaper than flying through Dallas. Don't explain that one. Explain that one to me. Then it's much more expensive than that to get a direct flight from Lubbock to Houston. As we did when we went to Mexico. I'm sure our travel agent got a good deal, but I don't want to fly through George Bush International again on an international flight. What a freaking nightmare. Took like 3 hours to go through again the TSA security checkpoint. I mean, it was like waiting on a really good ride. It was like waiting on a really good line at Disneyland for 3 hours. We didn't wait in the line at Disneyland for 3 hours for any ride. I think the only rides that did not have the what do they call it now? It's not a fast pass. They used to call it the fast pass, where you go and you sign up for the ride and then you go back later and get on it. Now you can do it through their app. And my daughter did all that when we were there in February 2023. That's the last time I went to LA. And what do they call it? They call it like a ferry pass or something like that now. So the only rides that we went on that couldn't do that was in Galaxy's Edge, which is in the Star Wars town, which is really cool. I mean, it was really neat. Whether or not you're a Star Wars fan, I had never been there before. That section of Disneyland was new because I hadn't been there since like like fall of 2019. So we went with my daughter and her fiance to Disneyland. That was their wedding present. Friday before their Sunday wedding, and that was February 2023, as I mentioned, and really enjoyed it. The Rise of the Resistance, I believe that was the ride that I enjoyed there the most. D liked the other ride better, which was like a simulator, which was cool. You were piloting the Millennium Falcon. You were piloting the Millennium Falcon. I don't know why I can't talk today. Anyway, that was fun. It was fun. One person was the pilot. Another person did. Oh, I see. There was two pilots. One went up and down, and one went left and right. Okay, that was two pilots. Then there was two gunners in the back. I think there was like an engineer and a gunner, and I was the engineer. No, I was the gunner. That's what I was. I was the gunner. And it was fun. It was fun. You know, shooting stuff. I had like a display, so it was like a cockpit. I mean, it was fun. But Rise of the Resistance was so much more fun because, you know, you were going through like it was, it had like this hovercraft thing. It felt like a hovercraft thing, and you were like going through the legs of one of those big crawlers, you know, through the legs, and you know, people were shooting at you with lasers, and it was fun. It was just a fun ride. That's the Rise of Resistance at Mr. Mouse Land. Now, I should not have spent a nickel at Mr. Mouse Land, and that day probably cost us $1,000. Shouldn't have spent a nickel there, but I got Dee so excited because she had never been to Mr. Mouse Land, and my daughter basically grew up there. I went there with her mother before we were, I think we were just first dating, and I went there with her mother, and yeah, so she, like I said, she grew up there. When my son and daughter were little, my ex-wife had friends that worked at Mr. Mouse Land. He was the Mr. Mouse Land Santa when they had the Santa parades. He was a big boy, did not need padding, very nice man. And she did all the hair in the Mr. Mouse Land parades. And so they used to give, for Christmas every year, my son and daughter would get a free pass. And so that's why I would take them to Mr. Mouse Land like every time I visited, because all I had to do was pay for myself and another person if there was someone else there. Anyway, I digress. So, this idiot that said that about Texas Tech, I'd rather see a three-loss Texas. It's a popularity contest. Look, Goober. It's not about what team you'd like to see. It is about, I mean, you could say, I'd rather see the University of Lamar playing a college football playoff than Texas Tech. Hey, just because you have a favorite team, that doesn't mean they get to go. It is for the best. That's who goes. So if Tech beats UCF today and Tech beats West Virginia in 2 weeks, because they have a bye next week, then they go to the Big 12 championship. They're number one in the Big 12 right now. If they win the Big 12 championship, they say that both the winner and loser of the Big 12 championship probably will end up in the college football playoff. That's two teams from the Big 12. Well, we should have only SEC teams. No, that's not how it works, caster loser, whatever your name is. The way that it works is you got a winner from the Big 12, you got a winner from the Big 10, you got a winner from the ACC, and a winner from the SEC, right? That's four teams. And then you'll have, I think it's a 12-team playoff now. So you might have somebody who's from, not even from the FBS, imagine that. That's super good, right? We've seen teams that are not in the big leagues that are super good go to the college football playoff. Remember Oral Roberts when they went far in March Madness in basketball? You know, look at Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a basketball college. They don't even have a baseball team. I don't even think they have a football team. They're a basketball college, right? That's why they go, because they're good. So the best teams go. Look at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's been in it. Notre Dame's not even in a league. We're so good. We're so good. We don't even have to be in a league. Is this good television? All right, let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio.
I just had a thought. There's probably television and radio broadcasters that I've applied for jobs to that are watching this program, and they're like, wow, do we really want this guy on our station? Look, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm not going to change that I am a soldier of God, so I am going to defend the indefensible. I'm going to defend people that can't defend themselves. It doesn't matter if they're in the United States, or UKistan, or Australiastan, or Europastan. I am going to stand up for people like the Christians in Nigeria that are being murdered by Muzzies. I'm going to stand up for them. I do take up the armor of God every day. And so I'm not going to apologize for my faith. I'm not going to apologize for being a soldier of God. And I'm not going to apologize for being a Texas Tech fan. I'm just not. I'm not going to apologize for any of it. So if you're watching this broadcast and you're considering me for a job, this is what you get. Okay? Now, what is the benefit of having me working for your station? Right? You're going to get someone with unending energy promoting your station. I've worked for a radio station that had very low income, and we more than doubled their income. More than doubled it with incredible promotions, which are severely lacking here in West Texas. There is not a TV station or radio station that is running amazing promotions in West Texas. They're just not. Okay? Sorry, they're not. There's some good stations. Yes, there is. I listen to them. I watch them. But they're not doing great promotions that people are excited about and want to be a part of, right? So you need a dynamic personality to attract people to your station, and that's why you should hire me. So I can't change who I am. This is who I am. Now, I don't have any makeup on my bald head, okay? I don't have any makeup on my face. You see the shine? See the shine right here? If I was on television, I'd wear makeup. I did a TV show. I had two TV shows at the same time before. I had Tech Stuff, your show about technology. I mailed tapes. Yeah, this is back in the tape days, right? In the 90s and early 2000s. I mailed tapes all over the country, 30 different cable systems, from Anchorage, Alaska's GCI to Manhattan's MNN, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I had stations all over the country running my show, Tech Stuff, your show about technology. And then locally in the San Gabriel Valley, I did a show called Steve TV. What will he do next? So even back then, it kind of summarized, you know, who I am today. Isn't that funny? So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Oma asks, what did she say about them? About him? Oh. So Oma said, let's see, what did she say? She said, my dad fought in World War II. My grandfather was arrested by the Nazis. He was a journalist. My mom was forced to work in a silver mine where Hitler was building the Messerschmitt. She died at 97. She would not be able to go through this nightmare we are experiencing today. History definitely repeats itself. And then I said, my father-in-law, he was my ex's dad, God rest his soul, he was in a German prison of war camp off the coast of Norway. Apparently one of his Dutch fellow countrymen turned him in, ratted on him, that he was a member of the Dutch underground, and he ended up in a German prisoner of war camp. Do you know that Germany paid him reparations until he died? And then my ex-mother-in-law got those reparations until she died. Well, you think today's snowflakes, and he was in that prisoner of war camp off the coast of Norway until the Americans liberated it. Do you think today's snowflakes could survive being a prisoner of war? Like in Nazi Germany? No, they could not. No, they could not. And then Oma said, my grandfather lasted until the day the war ended. My mom and her sisters worked in a silver mine where the German scientists were working on building. Okay, I already mentioned that. And then I forgot to say this. My mother-in-law, ex-wife's mother, my ex-mother-in-law, I don't know why I'm coughing and blowing my nose. Is it allergy-ish? I wasn't doing it. I did stuff around the house, but I did get a lot of dust and stuff probably and pollen. I cleaned all the bugs, all the spider webs from around the eaves of the house on both sides of my garden. So that may have what messed me up.
Sinus wise.
Anyway, I forgot this. My mother-in-law, ex-wife's mother, right? So my ex-mother-in-law, God rest her soul, she worked in a restaurant right on the border of the Netherlands and Germany. She spoke both Nederlander and German, which is why she was able to work in this restaurant, while her then fiance was in the prisoner of war camp. She worked in the restaurant. Guess who used to come and eat there quite often? Adolf Hitler. And Oma asked, what did she say about him? I don't think she really knew much about him. She just served him in a restaurant. And she knew who he was. So isn't that kind of weird? We're talking World War II, and she served Adolf Hitler in a restaurant on the German-Dutch border. It was surreal, I'm sure. I should type that. It was surreal, I'm sure. During World War II, yes, I'm sure it was. And then we got to do the big eyes emoji. The emoji. Okay. All right, let's go back to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's not go to notifications. Let's go to at Stephen Roy Radio, click on replies. That was the first thing that we talked about. That's a funny meme. I'm not even going to mention it, but it is funny. Now, I'm not one who usually takes a picture of my food, but look at this. This is scrambled eggs. This is French toast using Texas toast size bread. So it's like this thick. So that's Texas toast size French toast. That's homemade syrup. We are out of syrup because I didn't put it on the list because Dee and I were on the, what do you call the meat? The diet where you only eat meat? Carnivore. We were on the carnivore diet for like 3 months. And so we had no syrup in the house because we didn't eat any bread, right? So we had no syrup. So Dee made syrup, actually made it in a saucepan. I'm telling you, it was freaking good with brown sugar and vanilla extract and man, it was good. It was so good, she saved it. Saved it for future breakfasts. So, what I do is after I make French toast, I take the leftover, you know, egg batter. It's just eggs and half and half. Half and half is better than regular milk when you're making French toast or eggs. When you make eggs when half and half, oh, it's so much lighter, puffier, fluffier. I don't know how else to describe it. Now, normally when I make scrambled eggs, I put fresh Parmesan cheese in. We buy grated Parmesan cheese and I put that in the scrambled eggs and oh my gosh, it is so good. And then I usually saute an onion. I didn't saute an onion for this because this was just the batter left over from the French toast. That's what I usually do when I make scrambled eggs. I saute onions till they're a nice golden brown because they're just sweeter when you saute onions. Then I add the eggs, that's just eggs in half and half, and it's beaded with a whisk. You beat it with a whisk. Don't use a fork. Use a whisk and beat it good, right? Gets a lot of air into the mixture, which makes it nummy. And then I add other. You can add other stuff. You could add. I add Parmesan cheese. You can add ham, bacon. You know, whatever you want to make it nummy. I like green and red peppers. Oh yeah, that's good in eggs. Really, really good. So that's what we had for breakfast this morning. And it was NME. That's a funny meme that Larry posted. Not a funny meme, not a funny ha-ha. Funny like, yeah. And it shows what happens when Islam peacefully spreads across the globe. And it shows riots in Ukraine, Greece, Germanistan, the Netherlands, Italy, and then countries all over Europastan, Sweden-istan. And it's bad wherever it goes. Oh, here's the video I was telling you about. I'm not gonna play it for you because there is potty language, and this is we try to make this a family show. So, but you've got to see it on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio, it's probably AI, but it's super good. It's Whoopi Doo on the spew,
with Trader MTG. It's really good. And here was a Rush video. I haven't seen Rush in so long. It was refreshing to see this morning talking about James Comey, the former FBI head, and the fact that he was an actual communist. He was an actual member of the Communist Party, and then he switched to Democrat when Jimmy Carter was fraud elected. And speaking of frauds, there he is, the Commie Comey. And so are you surprised at all that he tried to destroy President Trump? Because I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. This was another great video. I post great videos at Stephen Roy Radio if you want to check them out. And this is a UPS driver that had come to this house regularly for 10 years. Look how excited the dogs are. I think they're Springer Spaniels. Super excited that he's there because he used to give the dogs biscuits. He used to give them each a biscuit every day. Well, this was the last time he went there after 10 years, and he was in tears. He was sad because he was never going to go see these dogs again because I guess he was quitting his route. And the owner of the house who's filming this, she said, you know, we're going to miss you, Marco. I love you. And he said, I love you too. So isn't that sweet? I also post great cat videos all the time. Here's a great cat video. I'm not going to pronounce your name right, sir, but his name is Booten Gijbeden, and he's Dutch. And he's got, let's see how many followers he has. He has 2.9 million followers, and he posts pet videos, and they're great, great. And I'm sure he doesn't follow me. No, he doesn't follow me, but I follow him, and that's okay. Starlink launched 29 satellites. SpaceX launched 29 Starlink satellites from orbit yesterday. I haven't even had a chance to see that yet. Here's Commie Jane Fonda. Let me tell you a story about Commie Jane Fonda. I was in the United States Marine Corps Reserve from 1985 to 1991. I went to boot camp in the summer of 1985 at MCRD San Diego. Right? That's why you see all the Marine stuff back there. D got me this great cup. See the red cup up there? The red cup. That marks the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps. Isn't she sweet? Gave me several presents. She gave me way too much. But that cup was what she gave me, so I had to put it in the studio for the 250th anniversary. So to my happy birthday to all my fellow brothers and sisters that are former Marines, Semper Fi. Semper Fi, brothers and sisters. I'm very proud to have been a Marine. Went through the same boot camp as everybody else, even though I was a reservist. And so my battery gunnery sergeant was an older guy. I'd say early, mid-50s if I had to guess, right? And he was a Vietnam veteran. And this is what he told me about when he was in the trenches in Vietnam. So he's in the trenches in Vietnam, and he's listening to the radio, and Hanoi Jane comes on the radio and says, you know, you need to put down your arms because all of you American servicemen are criminals. Put down your arms and give up and stop fighting this terrible war. She's broadcasting from Hanoi, from communist South Vietnam, right? I mean, I'm not going to forget this crap. Was it the South? Was it the South or North? Doesn't matter. Wherever Hanoi is, right? I think it might have been North Vietnam, right? Because they had, you know, China fighting the war with them. We'll have to look at a map. Wherever Hanoi is, that's where Hanoi Jane was. I want to say North Vietnam. I want to say that because North Korea is the communist side of Korea. And yes, because the North Vietnamese army, right, was communist. So Hanoi, yes, was in North Vietnam. So now they've taken over the whole country because we abandoned it under, you know, Tricky Dick. That's President Nixon, okay? And whatever President Nixon did pales in comparison now to Barack Hussein Obama Jr. I mean, can you imagine? Bathhouse Berry served 12 years in the White House. Oh, how can you say that? It was bribing in your White House. You want to know how I can say that? The last 6 months that Bribin spent on the beach in Delaware, he was in the slide house 6 hours in 6 months. Guess how often Obama was there? Virtually every day. Every day of the last 6 months of the Bribin slide house, Obama was there. Virtually every day. How do we know that? Slide house logs show
That's how long, that's how much Bribin was there. 6 hours and 6 months. Bathhouse Barry is there every day.
How can you call him Bathhouse Barry, Dima? How can you do that?
I'll tell you how. He was the member of a Chicago bathhouse. Now, I'm not judging him for being gay. I'm not judging Michael for being a transtesticle. Look, not. Just don't pretend like you're this straight heterosexual couple when you're not. When you're a gay man and a transsexual woman, okay? That's what you are. Why don't you be proud of who you are? But you know, you couldn't tell nobody that because you wouldn't have been fraudlected. You would not have been. You would certainly not been re-fraudlected. And you know what? You know why you're president? Because John McShame was a P-word. He was a wimp. He was a girly man and refused to fight you.
Well, I can't call him.
This is the canary, John McShame. You know why they call him the canary? Because he spilled the beans. He sung like a canary in the Hanoi Hilton. Yes, the Hanoi Hilton, just down the road from where Hanoi Jane was making her broadcast. And then you got Mittens Romney in 2012 that absolutely wasted Malbama in the first debate.
Oh, that's too mean. You gotta back off, the
consultants.
You gotta back off, Mittens. You can't be so mean.
So he purposely lost the fraud election. That's what happened. So, Commie Jane Fonda denies that Nasty Fornia is a one-party state.
I don't for a minute consider Nasty Fornia a state that is extreme leftist. Not at all. Not in any way.
Uh-huh. Let's look at how they vote. Here's how Nasty Fornia votes. Here's blue along the coast, right? You got San Francisco, you got Santa Cruz, you got Monterey on the Central Coast. You got Santa Barbara, you got LA, you got San Diego, all the way along the coast. Blue. Leftist, right? Here's all the inland. You got the San Joaquin Valley. You got the Inland Empire. All of that whole area is red conservative. So yes, it's true that not all of Nasty Fornia is extreme leftist. However, what is also true, during the primary and the fraud election, where the pencil neck shifty one in the primary and in the fraud election, in 2 seconds gained 1.2 million, 1.5. It was over a million votes that the pencil neck shifty one got in the primary and in the general election. Over 1 million votes shifted from Steve Garvey to the pencil neck shifty one. You want to tell me that's legitimate?
Oh, well, we just found over a million votes, and we had to move them from Steve Garvey to the shifty one.
Okay, you expect me to believe that BS. All right, well, that's going to do it for the Rumble for today, since we're already over 30 minutes into it. Thank you so much for watching. I do appreciate it. Had more viewers than usual on last week's show. Thank you. Thank you for watching, and thank you for watching today. It is very humbling to know you watch, so thank you. So you have a great day. You have a great evening and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. Now I turn off the three lights that I use for the Rumble, and we'll play some good tunage for you. I already got them queued up. We'll play those for ya. Let's start with this one. I know I queued one up. I wanted to play another one first. I know I got it queued up. I just got to find it. No, why is this doing this?
Don't do that.
There we go. I wanted to play this for you first, if I can find it. Because I'm so tired of the lies that people are telling. Not just in Washington, D.C., but all over. Just freaking sick of it. I really am. So let's start with this song. We'll start with Little Thompson Twins, because I'm so sick of the lies. And an XP song!
I don't understand why promises are snapped in two. Words are made to bend. Bigger, better, from stolen from Japan, collected from around the world, catch you if they can. On your mind. Well, Cleopatra died for Egypt. What a waste of time. The white ones and red ones, some you can't disguise. Twist of truth and half the news, can't hide it in your eyes.
God, RFD.
The world, and have to pick your attitude. Brace yourself, 'cause grace will be.
you're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Oh.
That's No Doubt. Keep on dancing on the Stephen Roy podcast. Really enjoy that. You know, No Doubt's playing the Sphere. I don't know if you knew that. They're going to be playing at the Sphere. We saw Eagles at the Sphere last Valentine's Day weekend. It was the Saturday after Valentine's Day. It was great. Awesome show. Love to go again to see the Eagles. Now, would I pull the trigger for No Doubt? Probably not. Maybe after we win the Powerball tonight. I don't know. We'll see. So thank you so much for listening. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. I was singing this song the other day to Dee because she left, you know, more than once every light on in the house, and I love her just the way she is, but I'd like to put in those sensors, you know, that shuts the lights off automatically. I'm sure that when we met, her light bill probably was cut in half. So just turn out the lights. Here's Enrique Iglesias. Hey, you have a great week.
I don't have to tell you what this is all about. 'Cause baby, half the fun is in us figuring it all out. Found. Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
exactly where I wanna be. The only things I need you here with me.
Tell me, baby girl, 'cause I need to know.